the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very busy, busy Monday Memorial Day edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, here for you, as always. Number few guys calling to the show, 706-993-4606. The number again, 706-993-4606. Hit me up, Will Morgan 781, for the Skype ID. Guys, we had a lot going on tonight. A lot in the NBA, had a lot going on in hockey. Oh my goodness, we had a whole lot going on tonight. Let me head over to line number one. Caller, speak up. Holler if you hear me.
Well, I know a lucky tribe in Africa is about to get some Western Conference champion Houston Rockets gear.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Rage? How you doing, Rage?
I'm doing good. Oh. What a sports night this was.
Yes, it
what
was.
What a sports
night. I'm going to let you usher in the Vegas Golden Knight victory. Then I'll do the Golden State-Houston Rockets game. You watched that game for me tonight. What was your takeaway from that and how they got that victory?
That was a back-and-forth game. It was very, very even. Fleury again, sensational late in the third period. But let me bring up the box score real quick. But it's just it was just such a back and forth game that the Capitals came out swinging early. After the Knights scored their first goal, and they were aggressive, they were shooting hard. They were getting after Marc-Andre Fleury very early, but like I said, late, they hit their stride, and it just shows how good and how consistent this Golden Knights team is. How well they gel together. This is a team that was practically put together overnight a year ago, and to see them gel this quickly, this well, I would say if they were to win the Stanley Cup, it's probably the greatest achievement in sports.
For an
expansion team, it's just ridiculous. Fleury saving 28 of the shots aimed at him tonight. Nocek with two goals on the night. Carlson got a goal. Reeves Smith with a goal tonight. It was just such an incredible back and forth game tonight.
Let me ask you this: you've been watching hockey for a long time. Have you ever seen a team play this well so fast? You mentioned it a year ago, and now, first of all, you beat the odds. You go to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then second, you're showing wherewithal that you see vet teams play with.
And you're looking, by the way, at the other side of the ice is considered one of the greatest hockey players in the sport today, in Alexander Ovechkin.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in sports. I mean, yeah, granted, I've been alive 24 years. You've probably seen a lot more than me. But it's like to see any team in sports click this quickly.
Amazing, isn't it?
That's why I think if they were to win the cup, I think it has to go down as one of the greatest moments in sports.
Amazing, isn't it? I got another call on line.
Just an amazing accomplishment.
I got another call on line number 2, calling the 347. Speak up, holla if you hear me.
Well, long time no speak, my brother. What's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Good. What's going on, Rage?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm good.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah.
What did you think about the hockey game tonight?
Woo! Man, I've been rooting for this team for not even a third of the year, maybe a little bit longer than that, and I've been watching them throughout the entire playoffs. I have never seen them give up. I haven't seen them give up so many goals in a win like that. But they played amazing.
Goalie in the league, my bad. He is the best damn goalie in the NHL.
I agree. You can keep your anybody else. You can even Lundqvist. You can keep your Lundqvist. And Fleury right now is the best in the league, and there's honestly no one else that can say that they're better.
That was just.
Did you see that dirty hit to Marshall in the third period? They have to send that man to the concussion protocol. I mean, that should have been more than like 2 minutes. That should have been like a 5 minute game misconduct, but they gave him 2 anyway.
That really should have been a 5 minute major. That should have been a 5 minute major right there. That's a headshot. But then, looking at the team stats again, so evenly matched the shots on goal. Vegas with 34, Capitals 28. The hits. The Capitals got the best of that, 38-25. The faceoffs, dead even, 31-33. This is going to be a very evenly matched series.
All right, let me head over to line number 3 very, very quickly. Dr. Doom, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I had to drive, listen to the game and stuff, man. It's raining real hard. That's why I ain't calling in.
No problem, fuck man. You,
Chris Paul and James Harden. You take this L and you go to hell.
Damn. Let me ask you guys a question.
I can't stand Chris Paul, so I'm sorry I had to interrupt on Rage and your hockey, because I know it's going to be a good series. But damn the Rockets. Screw P.J. Tucker. And damn, Eric Gordon and Clint Capella, they go fishing, they go to Cancun. I'm off my damn high horse right now.
Weber made a fantastic point before. He said that James Harden needed to have one of those legacy type games, like a LeBron type game.
Yes.
And he just did not have that. Like, when you're a game away from going to your first NBA Finals, you need to have, like, and you're facing a team like the Golden State Warriors, you really need to pull out everything you possibly can. And while this was not a good night for the Warriors, the fact that you couldn't capitalize that, granted, you didn't have Chris Paul.
Dude, they Rage, it wasn't that. Dude, they went 1 for 32 in the second half and 3-pointers. You're not going to win, dog. Right now, their 3-point percentage is 15.9%.
Plus, as we go over to the NBA
game. But he'll still win MVP.
He can sit at home with his damn fuzzy flip-flops and watch the finals with his trophy.
As we go over to the NBA, the Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets tonight 101-92 to win the best of 7 series and move on to the NBA Finals. They win that series 4-3, winning 2 games on the road, I might add. Kevin Durant tonight led Golden State with 34 points, followed by Steph Curry with 27, Klay Thompson with 19. Couple of things that I took away from this game. The first thing, when the Splash Brothers are going off like that, you can forget it. You can forget it.
And,
you're not going to
win. You're
not going to win. When the Splash Brothers go off like that, you're not going to win. And then, on top of all that, I didn't understand why in the fourth quarter you had P.J. Tucker on Kevin Durant.
I told you, man.
I don't get it. Not to disrespect P.J. Tucker because he played hard, but he's 6'5".
Oh, hold up. Let's give a big round of applause for a donut for Trevor Ariza.
Yes.
Who went 0 for
come on.
0 for 12 from field goal. 0 for 9 for 3 points. He couldn't even get to the three. Oh, let me see. He got 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. He was negative
that 15 entire, for well, that 4 entire five. Team. In the third quarter, that entire team, the second half looked like John Starks in 94 in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, shooting like that.
No, he didn't go to John Starks.
Shooting that poorly.
Damn right.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen a bad shooting performance like that in my life. 27 missed three-pointers?
Yeah, all they do is jack up threes, man.
Another thing, too, that kind of bothered me, if you go back and you look at Trevor Ariza, you guys brought him up earlier, 42 minutes, 0 for 12 from the field, 0-9 for 3. His plus-minus was a minus 15. He gave you absolutely nothing. And then when you go and look at the rest of the team, if you look at their bench, you only get
they didn't get nothing.
You get 3 points from Joe Johnson.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, Gerald Green. I'm sorry. You get 3 points for Gerald Green. That's it.
Yep. And they played. Everybody else played almost 40, 50. They got tired.
Now, everybody's been asking me if the Rockets lost, do we give Harden a pass because they don't have Chris Paul? Nope.
Hell no.
Nope. I don't.
No. And that's exactly, and to me, again, people will give him a pass for that exact reason. I'm not giving him a pass for the exact reason that I mentioned at the start of the show. He did not have. He needed a legacy-defining game if he wanted to defeat this team to get to the NBA Finals, and he didn't do it.
But did you say that? I mean, you have to ask the question: is Chris Paul enough for that team? Is he enough for James Harden to get to where he needs to get to?
Theoretically, he should be.
We're not talking about it was a person that's been missing Keith for 3 games. That's Andre Iguodala.
Yep.
That was another 10 to 12 points a game. And those 2 games they lost back-to-back was under about 4 or 5 points. So Iguodala could guard the wing. The issue was Chris Paul and switching. And then we're getting a mismatch with Looney and stuff. Yep. Looney was starting because of Iguodala not playing. You could put Iguodala on Chris Paul, and you didn't have that switching issue. Right. That's been the whole issue.
Right.
And nobody's talking about it.
I think another thing, too, when you go back and look at Harden's stats for this game, 12 for 29 from the field, 2 for 13 from 3. But another thing, and I said it before, that I kind of thought bothered me, he only got to the line 8 times.
And a lot of the stuff was BS fouls. Those quick fouls with Klay Thompson in the beginning. Like I said, man, James Harden does a lot of hooking. And it gets on my nerves like when he comes up. So, you know, it's let me go and check and see if they start posting them nails on Facebook. No, man, because I just got tired. Like, you know, these dudes, Houston was walking around like they won it all already. So, you know.
Well, let's talk about the NBA Finals. We have another Finals this year where it's the Cavs and Golden State. Look.
I can't watch another one.
I can't watch another one.
I'm going to get one concession. I hate LeBron James with a passing, but he should be the league MVP this year.
I got a caller on line number 4. Caller from the 407. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
I hope y'all ready to crown Kevin Durant again. The final MVP. He's like LeBron James ass up about 4 or 5 games.
Yes, he will.
Oh. He will get the best. No,
it'll be 4. Fuck all of that gentleman sweep nonsense. They are going to sweep the almighty shit out of the cast.
Kevin Durant, I have a power stone.
I have a feeling. I may not be watching this series because last year kind of soured me on the NBA Finals. But even I'm gonna say they're gonna get Cleveland's gonna get swept. At least swept. Who won?
The only person.
Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Yeah. And they don't have no Kyrie Irving because I don't give a damn about what they think about George Hill. He is garbage.
Oh, no. They don't even have. And Kevin Love is out still. So.
LeBron's
gonna put the game on himself.
Let me see the game pass to see what's the over or under. Oh, they ain't even put it out right
now. This entire season.
They're not gonna get LeBron them calls he was getting against Marcus Morris.
Nope.
So they're not gonna file Kevin Durant out. So.
Yeah. But you still gotta worry about J.R. Smith and damn.
You mean him, J.R. Smith and his streaky ass?
Oh, me, who shot J.R.? Yeah.
For real, he still play for them?
This entire season shows just how important Kyrie Irving was with LeBron James in Cleveland.
Yep.
He's playing many minutes, and so many games. It's like, again, I know they won, but if you can look at him and you see the absolute exhaustion and like the anguish coming in his face, in his body language, you're telling me you're going to take that guy with that team and you think they even have a chance? No, man. No.
And here's the problem.
This is virtually the same team he dragged in 2007 to the finals.
That one in 07
was better on defense.
That's right. Yeah. They were better on defense. But here's another thing.
This team is trash on defense. And Steve Kerr gonna expose them.
All you got to do is keep running them. Like I said, Boston didn't have no, Jason Tatum was all right, but they didn't have scores that could hit. And they're going to run Cleveland out the gym because LeBron he going to have to play 48 minutes.
And they got so many people. And they got so many people against them.
Oh my God.
And they got so many
people. I want you to look at it like this. They didn't have, Kyrie was out for this game, and they've been pretty much playing that less than full power the entire season. Yeah. Imagine if they had everybody on that damn team 100% full and ready to go. We'd be talking a different story tonight, and LeBron would be like trying to decide where his next team would be right away.
Now I'm gonna tell you too. Another issue that's gonna perplex the hell out of Cleveland. Golden State got so many players they can throw at him. Iggy should be back by then. You got Livingston can be thrown.
Let me tell you, William.
Draymond Green was not to kick anybody this year.
That's right.
Exactly. The only thing Cleveland's gonna try to do, this is gonna be Cleveland offense.
You 1-3 pick and roll.
1-3 pick and roll and try to get them to switch stuff onto LeBron. But what's gonna happen is Durant just gonna fight through the screen.
Yep.
And they gotta do is double team LeBron the whole game.
They don't have to double him. Durant can play him 1-on-1 because Durant, they not gonna call them ticky-tack calls. They call on Marcus Morris and DeMar Carroll and who they played in the first round. They not following Kevin Durant out.
Victor Oladipo,
exactly. They gonna give Durant that respect. See, that's what people don't understand. We have a superstar like that They're going to let him play one-on-one. LeBron either going to get his shot blocked because he ain't got no them ups no more. And he's going to run out of gas. And this is going to be the biggest mark on the LeBron supporter, the blind witness.
When he's going to have six
finals this time. Here's last year was bad. This one's probably going to be even worse.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. If you're a Bron fan, God bless you. I ain't got nothing against you. But everybody up here want to say.
Your boys ain't gonna be talking as much shit this week.
But everybody,
And Shannon Sharp, they don't talk because of the simple fact that they on this kick that just because you get there, that's better than winning it. No, bro. That's just like somebody saying I was a millionaire 8 times, but I went bankrupt 8 times too.
Hey, I got a question. Hey, if y'all go to ESPN.com and look at the shot chart for Houston,
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, it's a bunch of threes.
No, not that. They have no mid range game at all.
They don't even
on the bank.
7 of 44. 7 of 44.
D'Antoni don't coach me in range. He said that's the stupidest shot ever created.
That's why he at home right now, because he taught it.
He's still traveling down that highway.
And another thing about that game, too, that third quarter killed Houston. They got outscored 33-15.
But that's Golden State quarter. If you're going to beat Golden State, you cannot let them beat you in the third quarter. They can be trailing by 100. If they get the lead down to 10 points.
And they're going to that third quarter?
Going into that fourth quarter is a ride, bro.
You're going to have to guard that three line.
It's not even that hand. They'll take a layup.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll take a layup.
Yep.
Yeah. With Golden State, man, is death by 1,000 cuts. You gonna hack? I was just sitting here watching, bro. It's Chinese torches dealing with them. Cause over 7 games with Durant, Curry, and Thompson, you got to pray that 3 games, 4 games that they just gonna be off.
Yep.
And you lucky on, that Houston's lucky that damn Klay Thompson was in foul trouble, cause he was starting to heat up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When the last time y'all saw Kevin Durant in foul trouble? Never.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen.
He was with Oklahoma City.
When he was with OKC. Not on this team.
That's also give props
he
to
Drew. Set.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Tony C.
No, I'm just going to say he's going to shut this LeBron James talk down because he's going to lock him up.
And another thing I want to say to
you. Snap his fingers.
And another thing I want to say to you. Let's give Draymond Green some credit too, guys. He played solid. Not so much scoring wise. He only gave you 10 points. But look at look what else he did. 13 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block.
Listen.
His plus and minus is 11 points.
Yeah, 11. Hey. Yeah, plus 11.
Listen, bro. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson are going to be the key to them keeping this thing going as long as they want to. Because when the Orlando Magic or the Phoenix Suns or somebody come knocking talking about $200+ million or $180 million for Klay and Draymond, and then if they take it, that's what's gonna kill, because they need them two as well as KD and Steph. Yep. Next year is gonna be the key. And as you can see, that bench is getting thinner and thinner since 2015 when they first won it.
It is.
But they got, as long as they Iguodala, they got another 2-3 years.
They need all four of them. Because just Steph and KD won't win it for you. You need somebody like Draymond and Klay.
You need hard hitters on the side. That's what you need.
Yeah,
but even still, like if this Golden State team weakens a little bit, I mean, you look at the West. Like, I really don't see a threat. I mean,
this
I don't
last,
see
I mean, the Rockets are... That's fine. Like, the Rockets are still, like, the closest threat
to the
Warriors. But other than that, I really don't see anybody else. And I guess it really all depends on where LeBron goes next.
It really all depends.
What about Clay Thompson for another year? Yeah,
Draymond's contract don't come out to 2019-20, so they got Draymond for two more years.
The next five years of the NBA is really about to. It all depends on where LeBron goes.
It depends on if Clay Thompson leave and get max money.
Right.
So I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. LeBron.
I mean, you still have Kawhi Leonard looming out there.
But listen, in this day NBA, LeBron James ain't worth what he was 10 years ago. Because he can't shoot. He's not a shooter.
Right.
To beat the Warriors, you need shooters. Them twos, your body get beat. That's why he be running out of gas. Because it takes so much energy to get to the hoop, keep going to the hoop. A jump shooter loses energy slower than LeBron. LeBron is like Club Lane, Rocket 3. He coming to knock you out. And
They can make some moves, but again, Houston's not gonna get LeBron James. I looked at their salary cap.
Yeah, they can't.
They would have to get rid of about 4 or 5 players just to get.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
What
do you think LeBron's going to
do? I don't think he's staying in Cleveland. He definitely ain't staying in Cleveland. Especially with the relationship between him and Dan Gilbert. Hell no.
I would love to see him play.
That'd be a worse situation.
LeBron in New Orleans would be the absolute worst move he could do. Because it would benefit Anthony Davis, but at the same time,
you're surrounded by Boogie Cousins and fucking Rajon Rondo, and with those two egomaniacs,
you can't shoot.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
He's not. Kevin Durant in this time's NBA is the most unstoppable player in the league right now. Him and probably AD.
Yeah.
Once AD get a 3-point shot like KD,
it's over.
He'll be around. When you 6'7", I mean 6'10", come on, man.
And you can pull up anywhere.
I would love to see LeBron come to New York, but I know it's not going to happen.
Why not?
I'll give you one name why that won't happen. James Dolan's.
Yep, the Dolan's.
I'll give you another name.
That don't matter. The Dolan's.
It doesn't matter that David Fizdale is there. You have somebody like James Dolan. If you see the relationship between Dan Gilbert and LeBron, it's not going to get any better when you have somebody like James Dolan who has to have his finger on every single part of the Knicks franchise,
right.
even in the on court activity. LeBron is somebody who's a player who needs control.
He needs a little more control.
I'm gonna give you another name that nobody really talked about in that. Kristaps Porzingis. He ain't gonna have that because right now they're positioning that team to be his. You bring LeBron in there, man. What you think gonna happen?
That's another reason.
What you think gonna happen?
That's another reason. Plus,
you're gonna have a situation where you run Kristaps out of New York the same way they ran.
They ran Kyrie out of Cleveland.
But now let me tell you, but also, he's not, also, LeBron can't handle the media. He's not, a Cleveland media,
and the New York
Cleveland media is man.
Hold on now.
You saw what they did, you see what they did to Eli Manning. You see what they did to Mark Sanchez. You
hold
see
on,
what
I can't.
They did to I got you. I'll give you one if you want better. You saw what they did to every single hold player on the Mets.
Hold up. Let me
square every you single away. Player on the Mets. You saw
the media. The media loves LeBron James. All you got to do is look at any sports show. The first goddamn 20 minutes is damn
New York is a LeBron different James. Animal.
Okay, New York LeBron is James.
No, let me tell you, New York is a different animal.
There is no Matt media Harwin, outlet in this country that is more vicious than New York.
Let me tell you, when Matt Harvey was pitching for the Mets, when he was pitching for the Mets and he was lights out before 2015 in that World Series, he was unstoppable. The New York media was up his ass. They called the Dark Knight everything. After 2015, when he started slumping, when he got hurt, when he missed the starts because of a girlfriend issue, the media killed him.
Okay, so if he goes
totally
in,
destroyed
y'all,
him.
Real quick, and y'all start going to the finals, y'all be bending over backwards in New York. You see Spike Lee with LeBron James jerseys and all that. So again, if he start winning in New York, which probably will happen because it's in the East, they'll go crazy.
Real quick.
And again, the real media quick, love. I don't care what anybody say.
Real you quick, New York finds a way.
Real quick, I'm going
to
say.
The New York media will find a way to crucify you.
Real quick, okay. I want to say thank you for telling us you're calling in here at the road.
It's not that they won't find a way. It's a thing where they can be your best friend and they can be your greatest enemy. So that's the New York media.
So if you're not like, going to put them in New York, which we all agree would be a bad idea, Philly would be his best bet.
Wait a minute. I don't think it would be a bad idea. I'm a semi-Knicks fan. I would love LeBron in New York. Absolutely. It's a matter of, you're right. It probably won't work.
I don't think it would. Now, I can see him in Philly, but the only thing about that in Philly, he would have to be more amenable to playing off the ball than he is now in order for that to work. Because right now, you can sort of kind of question if Ben Simmons is a point. I don't know if Ben Simmons is a point guard. Nice experiment, but he sort of kind of got exposed in the playoffs. So I don't know if you can really look at him as a point guard. But if you keep McCullough, you could put Bron at the two or the three. You can have Ben Simmons at the three or the four, and Embiid at the five. It's doable in Philly. It's doable.
I really don't think Philly needs LeBron. I think they have a good nucleus around them that they can build off of.
Yeah, I agree.
Why are we talking about a future loser?
I still
loser,
think LeBron is going to be in L.A.
That, to me, is the most likely
destination.
See, I can't see that. Because if he went to the West.
If they get rid of Lonzo Ball, he might go.
If he goes to the West, then he would be looking at some first round exits. And with the way he's already trying to chase Michael Jordan, I don't think he wants that on his resume.
He can't catch Jordan.
But he's still trying to catch Jordan.
He's
still
trying to catch him. He's still trying to catch him.
Right. But he's still trying to catch Jordan.
He's got the Infinity Gauntlet of NBA losses, alright?
But he's still trying.
That is fucking funny.
That's wrong. But he's still trying to catch Jordan.
What about the one team that's there that no one's saying? What if he goes back to Miami?
I can't see that either. Because he burnt that doormat with Pat Riley when he left.
We just got to see where two other superstars go and he going there.
But why would you go back to Miami? Who? Whiteside might be gone. Dwayne Wade's not Dwayne Wade anymore.
And what's his face isn't even playing anymore. That's true.
Just saying.
What if you send him down there and they start building a team around him? What if they get the money to get Kawhi Leonard down there?
Okay, let me ask you this. Since we're talking about Kawhi, you trust Kawhi to come back healthy?
He sat out virtually the entire season.
See, that's the thing.
That guy's not coming back to San Antonio. I think that bridge is burned.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think it is, too. But, you know, he's still on the contract, so they would have to trade for him. It's not like he can just go sign with anybody else. They would have to trade. And, boy, the Spurs would want a whole bunch for him.
Mm-hmm. As they should. They should want a whole bunch for him. Like, Kawhi is... I definitely the third best player in the NBA.
I can only see two teams, one being a contender, another not that could really do it. You got Boston that could do it with those picks, and then you got New Jersey that could. You got Brooklyn that can do it with the salary cap space.
No, you said it right the first time.
Brooklyn's not gonna win anything anytime soon. They're not gonna win anything anytime soon, even if they get Kawhi. Mm-hmm. And Boston have to give up those picks to get them. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad move, but if you pick up Kawhi, who you letting go?
Well,
you really got down.
I'm looking at Philadelphia and LA. Boston is interesting. But again, it depends on who are you giving up. Because right now, I mean, the way they're going to have Kyrie and they're going to have Gordon Hayward back. Right now, that team looks perfect. I wouldn't move any single player off of the Boston Celtics right now. I'll guarantee you right now, and this is, I'll book it. This team, that Boston Celtics team, will be in the NBA Finals next year.
I'll leave it as is.
That's how good they are.
I'll leave it as is. You got Kyrie, you got Haywood, you got Tatum. Hell, you can make an argument right now that Tatum better than Haywood.
Jason Tatum.
I'm sorry.
Brown. Let's see. Let me see the Boston starting lineup.
Yeah, see, if you look at Tatum, Tatum played the same position, but Tatum's already shown he's a better defender.
But you can't say that, though. Gordon Hayward was, he showed up. He was about a 30 person a night last year against Golden State.
You can legitimately say that every player on the Celtics is a high commodity.
Yeah.
A very high valuable commodity.
But the exception of Aaron Baines, and he might be a commodity to them, but in terms of value when they got him, no. But
let's see. I'm trying to get the starters.
But we get what we get. I made a joke last night on the page. I got some weed killer. I sprayed it on my grass. Not gonna watch my grass grow because that probably be more entertaining than the NBA Finals.
But weed killer doesn't help. Roundup doesn't
You're telling me that you really don't want to witness the professional execution of LeBron James again?
But outside of that fact, I'll tell you what.
I'm definitely excited for this. I'm excited to watch a fucking sweep of LeBron. I'm ready for this.
It would be
his first sweep in his career?
No. Dallas. 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 Miami.
2011.
Well, man, you get rid of
a sweep. That was not a sweep.
Oh, that's right. They won a game.
Are you sure?
I thought they won a game.
Dallas and Miami? No.
I thought Miami won a
game. I gotta look it up. I could have sworn.
Wasn't that a 4-2 series?
I could have sworn it was a sweep. I'm looking it up.
It went 6-4. It went 6-4.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 4-2.
Yeah, 4-2.
Morris was starting.
That was a J.J. Barea and Jason Terry game. My dude was just out there killing bro.
They killed everybody.
All right, I got the lineup for Boston. I'm just looking at it. You keep Horford as center. Terry Rozier kind of flaked out. But you put Kyrie Irving as the guard. Marcus Morris was the other four. So you put him on. You got him coming off the bench, and you have Hayward starting it instead of Morris.
Flaked out. That took a man. Well, all them bricks he was throwing, man, he easily built a win for the for the Cavs. He had a Cavs jersey underneath that doggone Celtics jersey. All those bricks he was throwing up. Oh my god.
But like I said, you move you keep Brown in, but you Terry Rozier, you switch it out with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
So going back to that Mavs team
that beat the Heat that year, people forget that was a damn good Mavericks team.
Yeah.
Did Chip, JJ, did he get JJ Burrell get league finals MVP? Shut down LeBron James.
Little JJ Burrell, little JJ. JJ Burrell.
No, it was Dirk.
Dirk won that year. But that was a team that had Dirk and Sean Marion. They had Dirk, Sean Marion. They had Tyson Chandler on that team. Jason Terry on that team.
Was he still the Matrix at that point?
Yeah, I don't think he quite was yet. But they had Jason Kidd on that roster too. So, you know, Caron Butler too. So, you know, that was a damn good Mavericks team.
There's a slim chance that LeBron stays in Cleveland. I hope by next year they implement that 16 seed playoff system.
I really do.
That's too much. I was talking to a few people at work about this. Like, if that was like this Cavs team at best is an 8 or 9 seed. So you could probably think of a number of teams in the West that are better than the Cavaliers. And LeBron would have to see all of them early.
It's still too much.
It's
one thing to Tiger proof a course to where Tiger can't win or make it harder for Tiger to win. But damn, you gonna rewrite playoff history? Nah, that's too much.
It's
fine
the way it is.
It's fine the way it is.
The cream rises to the top.
All right, it's fine the way it is. And
why? Hold on. Wait a second. How? Because I don't think it's fine the way it is. Because I don't think that we should I don't think that we should be getting the same two teams in the finals.
Okay. Well, first of all, you blame Toronto for fucking choking. And the second one, you should blame the rest of damn screwing down Indiana. Indiana should have beat the Cavs.
Toronto has been the biggest frauds in the NBA. They even been bigger frauds than that 60 win Atlanta Hawks team back in the day.
Just like their coach gonna get coach of the year with those teams.
They fired that man.
Yep. That's gonna be the funniest. I'm gonna watch the award show just to see him get the coach of the year.
Well, you know he's already been. Yep, you remember that 60 win Atlanta Hawk team that I think LeBron swept? 60 games. Nick Wright always said, mm-hmm. You gotta remember that the domination of the East that LeBron did. He beat a 60 win Atlanta Hawk team, dude. Atlanta ain't believing Atlanta. Come on, man.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Now I have a question. We know what should be the sports story of the summer, of these last few months, mm-hmm. But now with what the NBA Finals is going to be, what is the sports story right now?
Golden Knights.
Is it still the Knights?
Your boy has a 6 losses. Where's LeBron James?
Like I said, there's only so many.
Oh, he ain't mine. But your boy Nick Wright might jump, you know.
Nick Wright again.
I gotta see this Brian Fisher from NBA TNT.
Go ahead, man.
Can I just say this? I would put a baby and Kenny the Jet Smith's daughter real quick.
She's a baddie, ain't she?
Oh, wow.
She is a baddie. I'll give her that. She a baddie.
Real quick.
She a batter. She a baddie. I'll give her that.
I don't want kids, but I'd put 5 babies in her real quick.
And you have to pay
tasty ass.
And you gotta pay that child support, dog. But anyway, real quick, let me roll over to the baseball scores. Bottom of the
let
six.
Let me see what this chick looks like.
Bottom of the six. Bottom of the six.
She the one singing.
Bottom of the six. The Mets are beating the Atlanta Braves 5-4. The Mets are getting it done. Hopefully they can hold on for this victory. Scores that I've been.
They lost the early doubleheader on the walk off though.
Yeah. Scores. They lost it. Yep, they did. Scores that are now final. The Astros beat the Yankees 5-1. The Nationals beat the Orioles 6-0. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 8-3. The Tigers beat the Angels 9-3. Doubleheader you were talking about, Mark. Braves beat the Mets 4-3. Damn it. Cubs beat the Pirates 7-0. Brewers beat the Cardinals 8-3. The Indians beat the White Sox 9-6. 13 innings that Tampa Bay Devil Rays get the win over the Oakland A's 1-0. The Mariners beat the Rangers 2-1. Padres lose to the Marlins 7-2. Diamondbacks destroy the Reds 12-5. What's the mercy rule in baseball?
There is none.
There's none. They
wait.
Okay.
What was that score?
Diamondbacks beat the Reds 12-5. Okay.
12-5.
Yeah.
Question.
They ended up with 11 hits, so that, yeah.
Hey, look, the Mets got smacked over the weekend against the Brewers.
Yeah, they
did.
But, dude, they got 100 and some games, so it don't mean nothing in baseball until October, right?
The Rockies defeat the Giants 6-5, Twins beat the Royals 8-5, and the Dodgers defeat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4. Go ahead, Mark.
Earlier in this weekend, the Mets got destroyed by the Brewers, and then this entire weekend, the Mets got destroyed by the Brewers. But they lost around 14-6, at one point. There's no mercy rule,
because you know why?
It gets embarrassing to watch.
Yeah.
Because the MLB got them Cobra Kai rules. No mercy. No surrender.
And that loss you're talking about, the Mets lost 17-6. Gave up 19 hits in that game. Damn it, man.
Oh, man. James Harden should have got a tech for that.
Damn it, man.
Let me ask all y'all a question. James Harden, overrated, yes or no?
Yes.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I'm there too. Somewhere in the middle. But I agree with Doom. His push off game is classic. Because he'd be pushing the hell off. He'd be pushing off.
Again.
Y'all want
to
talk about Michael Jordan?
Strip club tonight.
People want to
get his.
Oh man.
People want to keep telling
me. And he gets beer tugged. He's getting his beer tugged.
People keep telling me Michael Jordan pushed off.
Chris Paul's a free agent. Trevor Ariza, Joe Green. Mm-hmm. Them dudes gonna want some money, dog.
People keep telling me Michael Jordan pushed off in 98 in that 98 finals with Byron Russell. No, dog. That was nothing to compare to what James Harden does. No.
That's a whole nother era.
No.
Man.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sad.
Let me ask you this.
This is the last time I get to see these four faces on my screen until October. I'm sad. I really am fucking sad.
All right. Gone Fishing's coming up.
Let me ask y'all this.
I'm kind of glad.
Let me ask y'all this.
As long as I don't got to see Reggie Miller's face or hear his voice, I'm happy.
I would rather for Mark Jackson and damn Jeff Van Gundy do the damn commentator.
Let me ask y'all this.
Chris Webber.
Let me ask y'all this. How does Chris Webber get away with saying the N-word on national TV and keep his job?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
There is no answer.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
he's gotten away with it. Stephen A. Smith has gotten away with it like three times.
I don't get it.
Cleveland. I don't get it.
Oh, he. Oh, Did he say it like this past week too?
Yeah, he said it like a week and a half ago. He said it. And Max Kellerman caught him saying it. He didn't call him out on air about it, but you can see him laughing and smiling with Stephen A. Smith said.
I think it's because, you know, he's black. They're not gonna like call him out on it. If it was any other race, like, yo, well, no, we would. We'd call him out on it,
right.
But they're not gonna do it. Right. Stephen A. Smith probably going like to listen here. You ain't gonna tell me nothing.
He'll tell your ass, I did not say anything like that. Man, you even thought I said that, man, you need to stay off the damn weed, man. I did not say that on TV. Probably what he'll
You better stop you. Being disrespectful.
Just so damn disrespectful. So damn disrespectful.
Hurry, silence that crowd tonight, boys.
Damn,
he started hitting them threes. Houston just got quiet and quiet.
Well, Shaq has a Shaq to the Fool. Javale McGee didn't play this game.
Yeah,
we have some Shaq and the Fool before. Come on, man, give me one more Shaq and the Fool before they go, please. Yeah,
this is their last broadcast. Yeah, it is.
Are they gonna pick them up next year? I hope so.
Oh, yeah. They already said they were. They already said that.
So, you think they're going to give Chris Paul a max contract next year?
Nope.
I'm at the NBA on TNT group. They're going to bring him up next year.
I think that TNT crew, I think they do a better job than anybody else. I really think they do.
Yes, they do. They're the best team in sports.
I mean, that's to me. They do it better than ESPN, and they do it better than ABC. Every time I watch an NBA game on ABC, it's like so boring and dry. And not to get on Mark Jackson, because I like Mark Jackson.
Can we have the NBA finals on TNT for once?
No, because they need national play.
Right.
I don't care.
Right. Well, they need to get the crew.
Why do you think the game is on NBC? Why do you think the NHL is on NBC? They need national play.
First of all, let me tell you something. If the fucking Stanley Cup Finals could have three games on NBCSN, I see no reason for why the NBA Finals can't be on TNT.
I don't disagree.
The only bad thing about it, ESPN bought the contract.
Yep. In the words of a certain McMahon, it's all about the money.
Watch when that, because I'm telling you, because contract time is coming up, and I'm sure y'all saw the news that ESPN signed UFC.
Yeah. That's why they're pushing that ESPN Plus.
This is why ESPN is always firing motherfuckers, because they always overpay for broadcasting rights. They overpaid for the college football playoff. They overpaid for the NFL, everything. Major League Baseball, and now for UFC. People are about to lose their jobs.
I don't understand.
Let's not forget that partnership with WWE, which doesn't look like it's doing anything.
That's true, too.
They haven't even started yet. That's next year.
Yeah, that's next year.
Really?
Yeah.
But the thing about it, if you go look at the USC thing, I don't understand why they got USC at all.
Well, let me tell you why USC ain't winning. Because they have no stars. The biggest two draws was Conor McGregor and then Ronda Rousey. Tell me somebody who's drawing you in to watch UFC. That's why they ain't watching making no money.
I haven't watched. Now, granted, I'll be watching UFC 225 only to see the CM Punk fight.
Right.
But
okay, besides that,
I have not watched a UFC fight this entire. I don't think I've watched one this whole year.
Who's mainstream for UFC? That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Who's putting the
buzz? I've watched more UFC Bellator in a long time myself.
I've watched more Bellator this year than I have UFC. Mm.
And I'll give you another one. That big UFC 200 was during the week of WrestleMania. If it wasn't for Conor McGregor throwing a chair through the bus window, you wouldn't even know that event happened.
You mean SummerSlam? No, that was last. Yeah. That was the last event. That wasn't 200.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to have been a real big event. You didn't even know what was going down until you threw a chair through the bus window.
Actually, you know what? I don't think she's mainstream as of yet, but I guess you can say Rose Namajunas.
Who the hell is that?
Of course y'all don't know who. See, exactly.
That's what we didn't know.
Rose Namajunas is the goddamn UFC women's bantamweight champion.
Nobody cares. Like I said, she's not put. What's her personality? You hated Ronda Rousey.
Goddamn shame.
She was a real heel. You came in to see her get her ass. The biggest fight that's going to happen is if Mayweather steps into the octagon, because they're going to be running their mouth.
That's about to happen. He's training. He's training with Tyrone Woodley.
He's still
beefing on Instagram with 50 Cent.
Look, man.
I heard, he was training with Tyrone Woodley, and I believe it.
Let me, again,
another conversation I had at work. Floyd will do anything for money. It doesn't matter to him. I always knew he was going to step into the octagon. I knew it. He'll do anything.
Look, man.
He had that match against Big Show.
Floyd don't need these problems, man. I'm no fan of Floyd, but he don't need these problems, man. He don't need these problems.
You know what? Let Floyd get into the octagon. I will pay $200 just to see him lose once.
I will pay $50 at a bar.
Exactly.
I will not fuck that. I will hold a party at my house
and charge admission.
$200 easy.
All right, guys.
Charge admission.
There's one more thing I did want to get you guys on the working on before we get out of here for the night. NFL anthem policy will continue to fine player for not standing for the anthem. However, players can stay in the locker room should they choose to continue to protest. Doom, I'm going to start with you on this. What do you think about this policy? Because in my opinion, it's a load of crap.
It's on the fence. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. But again, how long is the anthem? A minute?
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
And this has been going on for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Again, I mean, I've talked to Will offline about issues. You know, they had a summit about prison and police reform. There was no NFL players there. There was no notable sports people there. So when things happen with these players, they do it on their time when they're getting paid. But they're not doing it on the off time. So the hell with them. This is just me, man. Some of these guys ain't been putting up. They've just been shutting up. NFL season is done. Why haven't you seen none of these guys on CNN, MSNBC, any of them talking about this stuff?
Or even
the fact to talk about the damn policy.
Right.
Nobody, right. None of these guys that have talked all the noise because the cameras are there have been them on the off season. So they cardboard gangsters to me, because if you're about it, you're going to be there thick and thin, not doing the game, you know, the game time and stuff. And what? Sundays should be political and sport. You know, we should just be watching about sports and enjoying ourselves.
Mark,
just like
tonight. What's your date, Mark?
I have had a lot of heated conversations with people about this. A lot of people are screaming that I'm not going to watch the NFL. Like you said that last year, which you still watched.
Yeah,
I'm not going to watch this year. But like you saying, like, I understand that you're frustrated. Because I personally am frustrated. You know, I mean, I give props to Christopher Johnson, the current acting owner of the Jets, for saying he'll pay their fine if they choose to do so. No, you know, but still, it shouldn't even have to have gone that route.
Right.
What the owners should have done is sit down and decide to have these conversations. Sit down and decide, hey, we understand what you're feeling. We get it. What can we do? How can we fix this? Not how can we fix this. What can we do? How can we go out there and support the communities that we play in? How can we go out there and, you know, help get your message across. Do you want us to go up to DC? Do you want us to go before Congress? Do you want us to go to the White House? The problem is the owners do not have the players' backs. They see them as dollar signs. Someone years ago once told me, when you root for a team, you're not rooting for the player. You're not rooting for the number. You're rooting for that team, that team's history. And the thing is, you can't trust these teams because these owners don't give you a reason to trust them.
Okay, but so, again, players are not infinite. Players are not going to be there for... Tom Brady's an anomaly for New England. It goes back to college. You got people that are 100 years old Ohio State fans, right? They love Ohio State. It's not... A player does not make a team. It's a team's history throughout the thing. I'm a Redskins fan, thick and thin.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. My issue is with... I'm always going to be a Redskins fan. It's not because one player. It's because I like the team. Right. So when you say when a team doesn't do that, the owners do care about the stuff. Again, a lot of these times it was convenient for these players. But again, in 5 years, most of these players ain't going to be in the league. They've made more money than you, me, and everybody on this call is done. And they're going to be set for life, most of them. So
I mean,
it's not like... But that's certain organizations.
But look at Jerry Jones last year threatening to, like, literally bench his players, saying that they won't play for him if they do that.
It's hitting everybody in the pocketbook, and that's what the players ain't understanding. Dude, when they really released these numbers and the NFL lost almost $500 million, almost $1 billion, I'm just giving an estimate, that's going to affect the players. That's going to be less money in their pockets. But again, a lot of these owners do take care of their players. They have systems from when their players can walk off that field, they can have a job in a front office and be employed, not go broke. Jerry Jones is a good owner for that.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But I'm still saying about the actions in the communities. The NFL has a Play 60 campaign. They've had that Play 60 for a long time. I have never seen the Giants and the Jets do anything in Brooklyn. I've never seen the Giants or Jets do anything in Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, or Manhattan. They're supposed to represent New York, and I barely see them in New Jersey either.
You got to get on the Giants organization, but they will go to Africa and do something, right?
Right?
Why don't you hold your team accountable for? And that's a different thing. If they're not doing nothing for you, then your fans should get vocal and say, why aren't y'all helping out in your community? Because in Washington, they do stuff around in the community areas. Is your team's owners are not doing something? So you can't say that's the NFL as a whole. That's your team. Houston, J.J. Watt did a lot for Houston area. He raised lots of money.
Did you see that dude call him out?
Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson's an idiot. I don't care. I would not take a lick of what anything Steven Jackson had to say. Because he called him out, but he didn't say, hey, I'll match J.J. Watt to pay these funerals.
That's true.
I bet you J.J. Watt paid for those funerals. So how are you going to call him out on that?
Let me roll over and the rage. Let me roll over the rage. Go ahead, Rage.
Here's my thing on. All right. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, the only thing that kills me about this whole thing, people keep asking me, what's the difference between the NBA and the NFL? The difference between the two, the NBA, they look at their players union as a partnership, whereas the NFL looks at their players as employees. And that's the big divide. That's the big way things are different there. I think if they took more of an active part, if they let players take more of an active part in the league and treated them the same way, then I think the kneeling, the whole thing of kneeling would have never been an issue because they have that partnership with the players to be concerned about that rather than a bunch of old white.
The NFL's partnership between the players and the league is strained because of Roger Goodell and DeMora Smith.
Of course,
DeMora Smith will sit here and defend somebody. Last year Ezekiel had domestic violence issues, and they took this shit all the way to the Supreme Court for this dude to play that. And again, that's some of the issues that the NFL has. Tom Brady got caught cheating. He took it all the way to the Supreme Court for on the play issue and said his name. That's why the NFL and the owners have a disconnect with the players. This has been how many black guys have the NFL had in the last 10 years?
But they need to
lots of black guys.
But 8% black.
But that and that also comes down to the fact
But you had dudes that were in shootouts in clubs.
But that's also that's also speaks to the fact that there's no positive relationship there because of the fact they treat players like employees, and that's the thing that needs to stop. You have to look at these players as they are human beings.
But you don't see their face. The NBA, you see the players' face.
Of course,
you know who they look like. NFL, you just see a dude.
That's what you see as fans, but these owners see faces.
Yeah, and there's only a few faces. Unless it's a quarterback, wide receiver, on defense,
you see nobody.
You don't even know who the hell some of these dudes on defense.
Unless your name is J.J. Watt or Darrell Revis.
So again, it's selective in the NFL because a lot of guys in the NFL have no problems or cons. They just play and do their thing. They don't even make half the money that the Antonio Browns and the Diva people now always. With the camera and the media in their face, so it's another disconnect in the NFL because now all the players feel like the star players. NBA, you know more people on the team because you see more people.
Right.
It's only five guys out there. You have 11 guys on the field.
13 offense, 11 defense. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I want to
bring up a contrast of things. Remember what happened with Von Miller compared to what happened to Sterling Brown of the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks had that man's back. They had Sterling Brown's back.
Yeah, that was a hell of a statement. That was a hell of a statement they came out with.
Yep. But did you see the same thing from the Denver Broncos when what happened to Von Miller?
Nope.
What happened?
Not a single damn thing.
What happened with Sterling Brown? What happened with Von Miller in the arrest?
I mean, he was racially profiled. It was said he was racially profiled. His team didn't have his back. Or even better, forget that. Remember what happened with Darrell Revis a few years ago in Pittsburgh?
Yep, I remember that.
He got into the fight and they dropped it off. But see, then on the counterpoint,
but
that's
no team, but his team didn't have his back.
Okay,
that shows you the difference and the disconnect between the NFL and the NBA.
No, because I could throw one guy to you. Damn, Adam Pac-Man Jones got into him with spitting on police officers, and he's still playing for the Bengals. He's gotten into a shootout, and he's still playing for the Bengals. So it depends on the organization.
Here's my problem with all of this. I think it all goes back to force-paid patriotism.
Yep.
Like, why the fact that all of this is happening because of that? I always ask the same question.
Let me finish.
It all goes back to the same question that I always ask. What do you want? Like, what is more important for you? For them to be just athletes, or for them to be role models? Because if you're on the side of them being role models, then you, no matter what your bottom line is, you should see what they're doing. You should respect what they're doing because they're standing up for what they believe in. they are not doing anything that is, like, they're not doing anything that's disrespectful or anything like that. And the NFL and basically America turned this, a peaceful protest about racial injustice and police brutality, into an issue of the flag and patriotism and respecting the truth and blah, blah, blah. And
That rage. The whole thing with Kaepernick, and I've been talking to Will about this, it would have had more things. What it is it pit one group of people against another. If he'd have came out and said that it's police injustice on all, he would have had a little bit more better thing to it. Police brutality is just not against black people. Let's just stop acting like that happens all the time. Dude, they beat white people's ass. They beat Mexican people's ass. Chinese people's ass. They do it to everybody. So if you'd have went
to that... You saw that video on the beach in Jersey, right?
Yes. So again, if he'd have went to that point, his message would have been different. But it was more of a, to me, divisive instead of trying to bring everybody together. All it did was draw a line in the sand. If you're on this side or this side, you're fighting. And that's how this whole thing snowballed out.
Wait a minute.
I think the reason it came up like that is because of what the face was at the time, of what the face of racial injustice it was at the time. You, like, the national picture was more of African Americans.
It fit the description.
You know what?
They didn't show when white people got shot by the police. They will always show a black person. So again,
I asked you this question, and I already got, like, I already know your answer to this. So I'm gonna ask everybody else, right? I want you right now, think of your favorite, like, athlete right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is more important? Like, what would you? What is more important for them? Like, what they should be to you? Just an athlete or a role model?
I'm gonna say most of my favorite players right now, most of my favorite athletes are Yankees right now, and I think they should be, you know, not just athletes on the field, but they should be out in the community. They should be role models to people. Honestly, I'm gonna say that. My personal opinion.
Because somebody's an athlete, to me, should be a person's role model. Because, to me, what they do on the field is not what they do off the field. Because I'll give you a prime example. Michael Jordan was not as squeaky clean as they made him in the media. LeBron James is probably not as squeaky clean as they portray in the media. It's all about image. To me, a role model is somebody you have to have physical interaction with. Because you can idolize somebody you see on the TV. But if you don't talk to that person, you put them on a Mount Olympus status. My role models are people who have influenced me in my life directly.
I don't disagree with you, but I'll give you another one. I'll give you one to counteract that example. Derek Jeter.
Okay, he was womanizing. I could find an issue with the person. He was great on the field as a leader, but dude, he was running through women left and right. He had gift baskets on the way out.
But hold
up. Yeah, that's true.
Muhammad Ali. Just an athlete or a role model?
He's a role model.
Because he stepped up during the time it was called for. So, role model.
Okay. I got you. But
by that definition, what these players are doing, what Colin did, why are people so up in arms?
Again, based on that definition,
why are people so up in arms about them doing that? That's exactly what they're doing.
Because Colin hasn't done nothing since.
Actually, he has. He has donated over $1 million. For the entire year to charities in their community.
But I see what Doom is saying, because when is the last time
Football media is not going to show that. They're only going to show what they want to show to not make the NFL look bad.
But my question, that's the goal. It doesn't have to be football media. He can get on MSNBC and do what he got
to
do.
It angers me that America is so much more angry about athletes taking a stand for what they believe in.
No, we're angry.
Rather than...
No, people are angry. Okay, let's go.
Go ahead, man.
They're more angry at that, but the anger and the frustration isn't directed at all of these mass shootings that they're right. taking place.
That's a fact. I agree.
Let's face it, and I know the government didn't have like direct say so in this, but America, the people. Essentially forced the NFL's hand into making that policy.
If your customers are upset, you're going to have to change. But again, it's not about anger. People are trying to watch.
What does that say about the customer?
It's complacency. That's what it is.
What does that say about the customer?
The customer doesn't want to see political stuff on Sundays. That's point blank. That's the whole thing. I tune in Sunday at 1. I want to see Chris Cardinal talk about who sucks, who's good. The game starts. True. I don't want to hear nothing about that because I'm drinking beer. And then when I'm drinking beer, true. I don't want to hear about police brutality and all that because that kills my buzz. I want to eat wings and be fat.
But then you're telling me that okay, and I'm not talking. And again, I'm not talking about you. But then on the flip side, you're telling me that you are so pissed off at seeing players protesting on an issue that you're so pissed off at players taking a stand for what they believe in on an issue that you know full well it's not what it's about, but the fact that they're taking us, that they're protesting, that's what's making you angry. You care more about that, but you don't give a shit about these shootings taking place across this country.
Let me tell you, these school shootings have nothing to do to these guys kneeling. So let's throw that out the window. That's a different subject for another day. They're talking about police brutality, which is down with police shootings. Again, everybody's tripping about the anthem protest. People don't want to watch it. People don't want it. They're trying to escape. Is from the other 6 days of the week. We got to worry about this shit, right?
But see, here's the thing that you forget.
So we can't get 2.5 hours of just having fun and not being at each other's throat.
But see, here's the thing,
I live in Brooklyn. I worry about shit every single day of my life.
I just think that goes. That speaks to the shallowness of the customer.
And see, here's the thing too, fellas.
This is the last thing I'm gonna say. That just speaks to the shallowness of the customer. That you are so enraged about football players really being role models. You're so enraged about them taking a stand on an issue that was so that was hijacked on a message that was hijacked.
Yes. I got you, Ray.
By the customer and by America.
I got one thing. Tell me, I will shut up if you tell me one player that's on the off season has brought up the fight into the national scale. Then I'll shut up because I ain't seen it.
Other than Malcolm Jenkins, I haven't seen anybody else, and you got me there.
My whole argument, because I was on your side at one point, is it's very convenient for them to do it when it's game time. But when it's not game time, they're busy up and again, to me, they're cardboard gangsters. It's easy for them to do it then, but they're not. See, when you brought up Muhammad Ali did that 24/7. These guys ain't doing it 24/7. Right now, These guys are probably protesting and up in the strip club right now, dropping tens of thousands of dollars. They're not. I agree with you there. You're right. But here's the thing too that bothers me.
They're talking about it, but they're not being about it. You're right.
So I'm tired. Like I said, I'm tired of it. They can sit in the locker room and stuff.
And here's the thing that bothers me too.
Which is what they should be. Which is what the old rules were.
Yes.
Right. And here's the thing that bothers me too.
And you know what? I think. I think it'll be a more powerful. I think this is probably where the new policy got it right, because if you see like even like the super, like the big stars of the league, not on the field but in the locker room during the anthem, I think that'll make a bigger message.
I agree. That I do agree with.
Imagine Tom Brady in the locker room.
He's not gonna be doing it.
But just like as a hypothetical example.
If the other black players on that team do that, and you see the white players on the field, that's gonna cause a problem.
That'll be a huge message.
You don't need to be divided going into a game, and that's why I have an issue with it.
That's part of the problem. Some players will be in the locker room, some won't. There's going to be a divide unless they talk to each other. Like, hey, I understand why you're doing this. You can stay in the locker room.
It's gotten better over the 2 years. So again, when is it going to stop? Because it's not going to ever stop, tell you the truth, just statistically wise. It's just like you can't prevent people from getting raped or killed. And we got to stop.
I'll tell you when it'll stop.
When?
It'll stop when any team in the NFL signs Colin Kaepernick.
I'll tell you another thing.
Because he tried to sue the NFL.
I'll tell you what. True.
I'm just saying that will probably, if you're looking for what will stop it, I think that will stop it.
And I got another
That'll
question.
That'll probably stop it.
Why didn't he confront his girlfriend for calling the Ravens owner a slave master?
Here's the thing: we don't know what they did behind closed doors. We don't know if he confronted Nessa on doing that. That's true.
I'll tell you when the whole thing stops. Whole thing stops when white folks care. Until that point, People do care.
But the whole thing with is what you want. What you want people to do?
Has anybody
talked to the police?
When they care, and I took that from Chris Carter. When they care, when they show they care. Because right now they don't, because the situation doesn't affect them. But when they start caring about us, not as athletes, not as entertainers, when they start caring about us, majority as people, that's when this thing stops. Until that point happens, it will never stop. I agree, because
look at it like this: these school shootings. People are saying people don't care until it's closer to home.
Yep.
If it happened, these shootings, period, they're not going to care unless it's closer to home. If it happened in New York, I'd probably be out there right now. I care, but they just say that most people in this country, they do not care until it gets closer to them.
Yep.
Look at this. Like, my nephew right now is 5 years old, and pretty soon he's going to be going into school. And all of us in the house are going to be worrying if, like, it just seems like every school now is so not safe. Every school in the country just doesn't seem like a safe environment now. Because of the kids, and now because of people coming up into school and shooting them up. But again, it just...
But if you... Like, if, like the schools around
them more about players.
No. That's okay.
And you want to know why I say that? Because every shooting that has ever happened, it'll get like maybe one, two, or three days amount of play on the news, and then it disappears. That NFL story about players
is still going
on the news every single
goddamn time. But you got to blame the NFL for that, though.
I watch any sort of news channel.
But you got to blame the NFL for that, though, because if they didn't bring this policy out, because you hadn't heard about the protests in a long time. You hadn't heard about the protests for a long time until they brought this anthem policy out. So they did it to themselves.
And if we want to solve school shootings, we need to really look into bullying and not guns. Because something pushed that kid to snap. Again, most of the time, these kids getting no extracurricular activities from females. But it's a whole different, that's a whole different subject than NFL kneeling. We're trying to stick to sports. Because school shootings is a different, debate with different psychological factors. But again, in urban cities, have you noticed they don't happen? Because in most urban cities, they already got security one-way exits and security metal detectors.
Yeah, metal detectors.
So I know New York, you're going to have to go through a metal detector because you're going to get stabbed before you get shot.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to talk about that's shootings true. And stabbing. That's true. Same as New Jersey.
That's true.
So again,
yo, in New York, we're not punks. We throw hands. We don't shoot like that anymore.
And again, it's these places are happening because they're not hard targets.
Right.
So again, if you got to go through a metal detector in one side of the building, no exits, how he's going to get a gun inside the building? The cops right there, so if he tries to bring it in, they're going to jump on him.
Right.
So we got to start looking at this. It's a way to prevent it, but people don't want to do it because they're scared the kids are going to go to a fortress. But when we go to the bank, there's metal detectors. We go to a Pusha T concert, you get searched and wanted by security, right?
Yeah.
I've been to
a Pusha T concert, but yeah.
I'm just saying, you go to the club, you got to go through a metal detector. So why can't kids go through a metal detector?
Not all.
Because you got to do it when you go to an adult.
Not all.
When I was in 11th grade, I went to Behringer High School in Newark, New Jersey. I went through a metal detector.
Yes. So that it solves. It's not like we don't go to metal detectors. I'd rather feel safe that, hey, I went to a metal detector and nobody got a knife and whatchamacallit. Because, hey, we can talk about school shootings all they want. Hey, let's bring up how many kids get stabbed in school. I bet you that number's higher. It just don't hit the news because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's not about kids, safety.
Oh, my goodness.
It's getting late.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I got
great sports night tonight. This is going to be one of the few with the NBA winding down. Baseball going to be picking up. We got soccer picking back up. NFL training.
Got to talk about WNBA. I'm sorry.
Who cares?
Yes.
No, because it's a
I kind of do.
Yeah. We need to get these women some
love. Wait a minute. Can I make a point about the WNBA?
Uh-huh.
Nobody gives a fucking heaping shit about the even women don't even care about the WNBA.
It's not getting
Hey, the Liberty are big here. Liberty is still big here.
If people cared about the WNBA, you would see some women on like a Friday night with some Chardonnay, sipping some Chardonnay and watching, I don't know, a Lynx or a Sparks game. No, you don't see that. I don't think women really care about the WNBA. They care more about the NBA's position. They want that. That's what I learned. They don't want their own shit. They want our shit. Because just like they don't give a... Because the women have a football league. They have the lingerie football league, damn it.
Which I love.
But no, that's not good enough. They want the NFL.
I love it.
Because they want that money.
I love that football league. I love it.
That's what they want.
I love that football
league. I know,
right?
I love the lingerie football league, yo. They be fucking each other up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
And some of those women, man.
Some of those women,
they be like doctors and dentists and lawyers and stuff like that when they're not on the football field. Yeah.
And they look like that.
So they
play. They know how to play.
Yeah.
So why can't you start a they have a national women's hockey league.
Yep.
That's picking up really well.
Y'all know the WWE.
Did you say they should pick up Wendy Williams?
She looks like a linebacker. Wendy Williams again on Rant Eatin' Radio. Oh my goodness, she's on again. Oh my goodness.
In case you didn't know,
the WNBA for the season has already started.
Yeah,
it's already started. The Mystics.
I'm just saying, we're trying to give these women a fair shake.
The Mystics won on Sunday. They beat the Lynx 90-78. The Sparks beat the Mercury 80-72, and the Seattle Storm defeat the Aces 105-98. Yeah. Now that's a rarity. If you have every game that runs like that, you know the NBA sucks.
When your All Star game is on at 3 o'clock on a fucking Saturday.
Don't do that. Come on, man.
It stinks. Their All-Star game is on in the middle of the day on a weekend.
Please don't do that, man. Show these ladies some respect, man.
That's stupid. And they don't even have a weekend, yo.
They just
have one corny-ass game.
That's not established yet.
The NBA might as well be a women's NCAA basketball.
Why the fuck are the Lynx
winning every damn year? Just like UConn. Why?
Rage, that's just wrong, man. That's just wrong.
And no, I'm not trashing all women's sports because I don't like the WNBA. I love women's sports. I just don't like women's basketball. It stinks.
Thank you, Jay Sherman. It sucks because the game is played below the rim. Is that what you're saying?
I do like Skylar Diggins, and I do like.
But Candace, you like her Parker. For the way she looks. You don't like her for her skill. You like her for the way she looks, not because of her skill.
Maybe both. I don't give a shit about how she plays. I know she's all right. She's probably good. She's probably decent. She probably knows how to make a layup or two. So,
Oh my goodness! Moving right along to the shows that you can catch on radio tomorrow night. We got the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern.
I'll start caring when the WNBA starts does a slam dunk contest.
Rant and wrestling on Friday. That's so wrong, man.
Don't call me a misogynist because of that shit.
Oh my goodness. Rant and wrestling on Fridays, I believe 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9. Sunday, you got the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer going over all the news in the world of movies, comics, CW, whatever you have it in the world of entertainment. Surfer's got it breaking down.
You know, it's the only league where its players have like a part-time job.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm trying to raise awareness, please.
Come on, man. You got to show these ladies some love, man. Come on, man. You gotta show these ladies, some of these ladies, some love, man. Man, come on, man.
They pay them like shit. They gotta take up part-time gigs, like probably. I guarantee you, like, what's the tall chick's name? Brittany Griner, I think her name is. I bet you she's like waitressing at like a Denny's just to make ends meet because the WNBA is only.
You gotta show these ladies some love, man. You gotta show these ladies some love.
It's so disrespectful for you to say something like that, Ray.
Come on, man. You like Skylar Diggins. Come on, man. Show these ladies some love.
I love Skylar Diggins.
I'm on hotball, man. I catch
all the right, man. Show these ladies some love, Rage. Show them some love. Come on, man. Will you read comic book show? Will you read comic book show? Will be Sundays at 5 p.m. followed by this show on Monday night, 11:15 p.m. The Sports Report, episode 54, 11:15 p.m. Definitely check us out. We'll go over the NBA, the start of the NBA Finals, everything going on in baseball, everything going on in the hockey championships, and yes, we'll cover some baseball and some WNBA. We'll do the WNBA despite Rage. Despite Rage.
And their jersey's stupid. I hate their jerseys.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I'll agree with you with the jerseys. Why they have sponsors. Like you see DraftKings on the Liberty's jerseys bigger than their actual Liberty logo.
They have the ad that takes up the entire jersey, and then the team logo is some tiny shit on the corner.
I never understood that.
No.
I never understood.
It ain't like that for the men.
It's not. It really. I always.
You see how much. Exactly. Even the advertisers don't give a shit about the WNBA.
See.
Not really, yeah.
See. We're going to raise some awareness and get these and show these girls some love, man. I also want to get some lingerie football stuff on here as well. So definitely got a lot going on. Even though basketball season is coming to a close, we got a lot going on here. Sports Report, Rant In Radio, 11:15 Monday nights. Fellas, is there anything else before we roll out for the night?
I'm just much of a misogynist tonight. I've said too much. I'm just gonna say the Golden Knights are the biggest sports story. That's what I'm gonna watch. They damn near full converted me from the Rangers. Go Golden Knights.
Boston and Houston just ruined any chance of the NBA being the biggest story. Ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Their losses ruined it. So the Vegas Knights will be the biggest story of these next few months, and we'll see if they can win out that championship. Alright guys, I want to thank you for joining me tonight.
I guarantee you can't even name the last five WNBA champions. Go ahead, top of your head, go ahead.
I'm not going to try because I can't.
But we're going to show these ladies some love, man. We're going to show these ladies some
love.
Look at y'all acting like y'all care. You can't even name the last
five. Wait. Minnesota Lynx and the Seattle Storm. I think they went back and forth. I think whoever that Phoenix team is. Yes, I am guessing.
You're guessing. That's how I refuse.
We're
going to show these ladies some love, fellas. We're going to show these ladies some love, man. We are. We're going to start showing them some love. I'm going to highlight some of
these. All right, I'm sorry. Yes, girls, you can play ball.
We're also going to be showing some love to these, the lingerie league ladies. We'll be showing them some love as well, too. So we still got a lot going on here on the Sports Report. Even though basketball season's come to a close, football season OTAs are here, but there's really nothing to talk about that other. Gronk's about to sign his contract with the Patriots. So, other than that, and Brady's not there, but Brady will be there when he needs to be there. So, and that is it. Guys, thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it. Thank you to Dr. Dune. Thank you to Tony C for calling in. And guys, we'll see you next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant In Radio. Everybody, please take care.